The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I can't tell you how many papers I've written on today's gospel for a seminary. There's probably dozens on the different parts of it and all that, all for very academic purposes. So today I want to flip this script a little bit. Christ asks us, "Who do you say that I am?" In our world today, with so many people not recognizing their inherent value, their inherent dignity, their inherent worth, I want to share an idea with you that might help you, might help grandkids, might help children, might help whoever. And so Christ asks us this question today, and to flip this, it's important that we ask this same question to him. "Lord, who do you say that I am?" He doesn't answer this question in the gospel selection today, but is answered again and again throughout Holy Scripture. He calls us his beloved, his little ones, his brothers and sisters and mothers. He calls us by our names. And most importantly, and this is really the core of who we are and the core of our identity, he calls us sons and daughters of the Most High, our Father. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's imperative we not forget who we are. Beautifully, wonderfully, carefully made in the image of God, we are his, and he is ours.